two or three times he's visited, and on his course walks, he hasn't asked for very much. One or two things, I said, the first team in the old course, he wanted the first of the tournament course to be a straight drive to get away, so he was keen to have that, so we had to reconstruct a tee there. Up at the 18th of the old, so the finishing hole in the tournament course, you know, I think he pretty much looked round and said, oh, can we play back there? So from the 18th tee of the new course, so now that's lengthened it and made a slight dog leg to the 18th of the old, so that was his input. And I suppose the tee at the second on the tournament course, the fourth of the old, moving back, wasn't directly his idea, but the European Tour suggested it'd be better tee from back there to add a bit of length.
Yeah.
But he seemed quite passionate about the venue. He seemed quite excited to be here, and I think he's committed to making it a success. You know, he's pulled in, you know, a lot of names now. Mm.
Do you have to, when he makes those recommendations, do you have to actually do that?
Well, I'll give you an example of one we didn't do, but he didn't ask for very much. Right. That's the thing. He asked us to mow the directions in a certain, in one direction, as opposed to stripes or half and half. Something you may have seen it done at the Open or even Ryder Cup last week.
Yeah.
But for us, it's just not practical because we need so many mowers, so many people. Now, as it swapped out, the fairways are bone dry and they're very much Heathland looking fairways. Mm. So there's no requirement to do that anyway. Mm. But you know, that was one of the things he asked for, which unfortunately we'll not be able to deliver. But in the end, it's not going to make much difference because it's so dry. So the result he was looking for, we're going to get anyway.
Yeah. Why would he ask for that?
When he came last October, around the week, the month prior, he saw, there was a few WOMCAS here and there, and he was concerned that maybe if the nap of the fairway, the way the grass is mown, the balls were landing into that, you know, they maybe hold up or get a bit of mud on them. He wanted to eliminate that. So he wanted it all mown in the same way to sort of eliminate that.
And the course itself, what would you say are going to be the main challenges for the players?
Probably, the layout is quite, you know, it's 7,600 yards, a lot of long par fours. You know, it's a very open site. If the wind blows and they're offline, they find the heather, you know, that's where they're going to drop shots. The course is tough. You know, the old course and new course have got tough holes, but the composite of both and some of the par fives becoming par fours,
yeah,
you know, really toughen it up. So I think from that perspective.
And what type of player do you think it's going to suit?
Somebody straight, somebody who's accurate, finds fairways. You know, that's where the rewards will be. Mm. Definitely.
We've got about just over a week until it all starts. Just give us a sort of timeline of, you know, what you're going to be doing over the next week.
Really, it's about presentation now and performance of the greens. So presentation, make sure everything's neat and tidy as much as possible. The greens are always the most important thing. That's what the players are all looking for, making sure they're consistent. So we're double cutting in the mornings, we're rolling behind that. We're mowing and rolling in the afternoon to try and get the consistency as best possible, which they will be come the event. You know, we've ramped up a lot of man hours. It's, you know, the greenkeeping team here are, you know, putting in long days. They're here from 6 in the morning, 6 at night at the moment. So.
And how many have you got actually working out on the course?
At the moment, it's around 23 of us. In the department, there's a few of those seasonals, a few temporary staff. For the event itself, we're calling on help from golf clubs in the area, so they're sending volunteers. I think over the course of the week, it's going to be around, including the in-house staff, around 60 people who'll come through the door and help. So that's good.
Yeah. And when the competition actually starts, what are you going to be doing sort of after round one, round two? You're just checking it all?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, when you've got the first round, obviously, provided weather's good, we go out, we set the golf course up in the morning, we come off the course. If the weather's fine, it's great, they play the round. At the end of the day, we'll follow around and just tidy up, you know, divot the fairways, pick up any debris, take the markers off. If the weather's bad, it's wet, for example, we'll be standing by greens, you know, pushing water off greens if we need to, that type of thing.
Do you feel, it's a exclusive club anyway, but do you feel added pressure that you've got Sky Sports here, you know, some of the top golfers in the world here, to sort of make it 100% right? Do you have sleepless nights between now and the start of it?
I wake up thinking about it, but I won't say sleepless nights, but you know, it's nice to have. I like to have that pressure. Mm. I think I work better under pressure, and having a focus is good. Obviously we try to produce conditions, you know, every day for the members best we can. But when you've got an event like this, things really ramp up. As I said, a lot of more man hours going into the event. And as you suggested, the Sky Sports cameras, you know, anything out of place is really going to stand out. So I guess we're focusing a lot on making sure it looks right on camera. And yeah, it does occupy a lot of my mind a lot of the time.
Between each round, you'll be changing the where the tees are or the flags and the
holes.
The
holes will change every day. Markers will move every day. The European Tour, I've got a couple of referees who'll go around in the morning. They'll decide the positions for tees and pins, and that might change depending on the wind, etc. You know, so we set up on under the other direction, really.
Right.
We'll advise them on certain areas where pins work well on greens and that type of thing. So.
And you did mention about the weather. You know, is that sort of one of your biggest fears?
I mean, my role, generally I react to the weather. Mm. I can plan, but I don't really know what's going to happen more than 10 days in advance in terms of the weather. Now, for example, last week we had frost delays, so there was a heavy frost until about 8:30 in the morning, so we can't do any work on the course when it's frosty, so we'd have to wait. You know, if that happens and play then spills over into the following day, for example, we may have to set up a 2-tee start, 3-tee start, 4-tee start, whatever it may be, to help get golf started and run more quickly. So really, a lot of the volunteers who are coming from local clubs, you know, although we've got, they'll have jobs to fulfil through the tournament, having that many people as a backup, you know, depending on if we have to set up more holes, you know, is really useful.
And obviously you've got, hopefully, big crowds here as well.
Yeah.
Do the spectators, is that a concern about where they're...
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, the Heathland aspect of the course is, you know, is very important, has to be protected. I've already spent a lot of time with the guys from the tour, the roping guys, making sure we're protecting areas of heather. I think in the past when tournaments have been held here, heather areas have suffered because of spectator footfall. Mm. So I think it's important we protect these areas. So we've done that, recced it. You know, in areas that we can protect, well, we've protected. Mm. I think what's going in our favour now, it has been quite dry, you know, since the summer. So conditions underfoot are pretty dry. Mm. So that's helpful. But there's a team of marshals on board as well, which will help direct people. Yeah. So that helps.
And just finally, what would you say would be a good score? What were you expecting?
I don't know. Honestly, if the wind blows, it could be real tough. Mm. You know, I don't think it'll be that low. If the conditions are bad, 7s, 8s, something like that. Mm. You know, it could really, really, some teeth to the course.